Hi, I'm Joe Laughlin from the Windows Performance Team, and this video is about understanding Virtual Alloc using the Windows Performance Analyzer. So let's go over the topics we're going to cover in the video. First, a little bit of overview about Virtual Alloc. Then we're going to do a demo on collecting and analyzing Virtual Alloc data. And then we're going to cover some guidelines and best practices, and we're going to finish up with some key takeaways. So let's do the overview. Virtual Alloc is used for large dynamic memory allocations. These APIs can be called either directly by applications or processes, or can be called indirectly via system calls. Typical usage is for bitmaps and buffers. And let's cover some key concepts. All Virtual Alloc allocations proceed in three stages. Reservation, which reserves an address range, but does not actually acquire any memory resources. A commit, which ensures that either physical memory or page file space is available to handle the addresses which will be referenced later. And then finally, a reference which actually references an address or a physical memory page, which actually is the point when memory is actually available. So let's talk about Virtual Alloc data collection and analysis. So let's go through some vocabulary necessary to understand the data. The data will contain information about reservation and commit, but not about reference. The tools do not have the ability to collect that portion of the three stages. There's also going to be some basic data about lifetime, the stack that was used to allocate the data, and the address that it was placed at. There will also be some metadata, which include flags that were passed to the Virtual Alloc APIs that tell you information about how you made the call, the desired size, which can be different from the return size can be different from the desired size because of limitations about the amount of memory that's available. And as a consequence, the committed and reserved actual values tell how much you actually got from the APIs. There's also some context data, which is about when the allocations were made and when they were released, and whether or not they remain outstanding at any given point in time. So let's talk a little bit about how we collect data. Virtual Alloc is system-wide, so in the target application, we pick entire system. Under the profile, we need to pick memory, and then under the memory profile, we need to pick Virtual Alloc usage. Once you've done that, click on Start, and switch to the application or process that you want to use to measure. You reproduce the scenario or the activity of interest, and when you're done, you go back to the Windows Performance Recorder UI and click Save to save the trace for analysis. So let's talk a little bit more about what we're going to see after we've collected the trace and open it in WPA. In WPA, there's going to be four graphs. Virtual Alloc cumulative commit count, which is the total number of commits that were done on the system, the cumulative commit size, how many of the Virtual Alloc calls are still alive or outstanding by size, and also outstanding by count. And also, as I mentioned earlier, there's going to be information about when the allocations were made and how they remain outstanding. And this information is conveyed through these four-letter acronyms as shown on this slide. So let's move on to the demo. So this demo is about understanding Virtual Alloc with the Windows Performance Analyzer. I'm not going to cover the basics of using WPA because that's been covered in material elsewhere. So let's drill into the memory pane and pick the Virtual Alloc allocation graph and drag it over into the analysis view. Now I have some pre-selected columns that I would like to use, which I saved earlier, so I'm going to apply that profile to get the view I want. Now this is a trace of Explorer startup from Windows 7 to show you some of the issues that we've fixed in Windows 8. So I want to select a region at the beginning of the trace where something interesting is happening, and I want to zoom to the selected time range. And this shows me here in the beginning that we allocated about 15 or 16 megabytes, or in this case 12.7 megabytes of virtual alloc via the virtual alloc APIs. I know this is an Explorer startup scenario, but there's lots of other processes that are also present on the system. And they're here because, as we mentioned previously, virtual alloc data is collected system-wide. So I can drill into the Explorer data via the stack, and I can expand this out, and I can see where the allocations were made. And as I drill down, I get all of the information. Here I can see that the total number of virtual alloc commits that were made and the outstanding commit size. And I get to see the full stack. I've also sorted the outstanding commits by size by clicking on the outstanding commit column earlier. So here we can see, as we get down here, there's about 17 allocations that sum up to a total of about 3/4 of a megabyte. And if we drill down a little further, we get to see more details about what was happening. In this case, we saw here that there was previously a bunch of allocations that were made for desktop wallpaper that accounted for the bulk of the allocations that were in the view. Basically, what was happening is we had multiple copies of the bitmap that was used for the desktop wallpaper in memory simultaneously. In Windows 8, we've removed the multiple copies, and we only have one copy, resulting in a net savings in the number of outstanding virtual alloc buffers that we had at any given point in time. So there's lots of additional columns available for virtual alloc. If we click up here, you can see all of the ones that are possible. Some of these will be interesting at different times. You can add them, and it's also possible for you to rearrange columns within the UI to change how the data is presented. And I encourage you to experiment with this to understand what additional views are possible with different column arrangements. But this is one of the basic views that's often used to drill into allocation information to understand what's going on. Control-Shift. So let's go over some guidelines and best practices for virtual alloc. The most important thing is to understand how dynamic memory allocations made by virtual alloc impact the VA space and memory usage of your process. To do that, you need to understand your memory allocation patterns, which ones are transient and which ones are outstanding, or contribute to the steady state memory usage of your process. The guidance is to reduce the number and size of outstanding allocations made via virtual alloc, but also to be conscious of the total number of allocations you're making to make sure that you're not fragmenting the VA space. The bottom line, though, is to be judicious about what you commit and how much you commit. To help with that, you should ensure that your scenario-specific transient allocations are freed as soon as possible, and you should avoid intermingling long-lived and short-lived allocations, because that can help lead to VA fragmentation, which you need to avoid to enable you to open large amounts of large files or large buffers later within the application. So the key takeaways are the concept of commit, reserve, and reference, and understanding your virtual alloc usage via the tools to identify areas for potential optimization.